You didn't actually like that orgasm set to the Gandhi soundtrack, did you?
Well, I thought it was, you know, horrible.
I mean, it simultaneously destroyed two musical cultures in under a minute. We have to tell her.
No, I don't think we do. Honestly, if she wants to dance, let her dance.
I don't understand. Wait, I'm sorry. I don't understand. Your heroes, the Beatles, Smokey, they would never let this happen.
But that's a completely different thing. They were geniuses, you know? They wrote dinner. I write dessert.
No, you're better than dessert. And that's exactly why I'm going to tell her what I think at the party.
Oh, you are not going to do that.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
In that case, you are no longer invited.
What? She invited me.
She invited us as a team. Now that we disagree, we no longer present a united front and are thus unteamed for the purposes of the invitation.
So, are you going?
I might drop by. I don't want to be rude.
Well, I don't want to be rude either.
But you don't think that going to a party and telling the hostess that she's simultaneously destroyed two musical cultures is rude? I'm enrolling you at the nearest charm school.
I have to say what I think. I can't work this way.
What do you mean you can't work this way? You've been a songwriter for 6 days.
God created the universe in 6 days.
And he never had a hit.
Okay, he did. He's got the whole world in his...
I'm going to the party.
You are not going to the party. You, young lady, are grounded. You're grounded. Come back here. Please. I'm a little bit desperate.
I'll see you there.
You won't. You won't because you're not invited. They won't let you in.